comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
The U.S. imposed 61.5% tariffs on Chinese tea this week, marking a 34% increase over previous highs. Double-digit levies on tea imported from Japan, India, and Vietnam will result in American consumers paying significantly more for their daily cup of tea. China, India, and Japan shipped 70,000 metric tons of tea to the U.S. in 2024, collectively accounting for 53% of the country's tea imports. Every business globally will now incur a 10% duty on products shipped to the U.S. Higher tariffs in the mid-20s were applied to 60 nations, 25 of the world's top tea trading nations, and every major tea re-exporter are on that list. Vietnamese tea exporters will pay duties of 46%. Sri Lanka will pay 44%, Thailand 36%, and Taiwan 32%. Switzerland faces 32% tariffs on shipments of Nest tea, as well as bagged and loose-leaf teas. India, a country that imposes 128% combination of taxes, tariffs, and fees on imported tea, will face 27% U.S. tariffs. South Korea faces a 26% tariff. European Union member countries, including Germany, France, Belgium, and the Netherlands, will be subject to a 20% tariff. Tariffs on UK tea were set at 10%. Argentina will also incur the 10% minimum. Canadian tea sellers who comply with the USMCA trade agreement were spared, one of the few products globally to remain duty-free. Quote, Prime Minister Carney has not yet announced what Canada's response will be to the tariffs imposed on Canada. That is expected in the next day or two, end quote, writes Shabnam Weber, president of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada. Weber said she has asked the Canadian tariff on imports of U.S. tea, herbs, and extracts be removed from the country's retaliatory tariff lists. China and the European Union vowed to retaliate when confronted with rates far harsher than expected. More than 20% of EU exports end up in the U.S., but only 8.3% of China's exports are shipped to the U.S. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said retaliation would result in further increases. Stock market indexes plunged globally, reflecting investor concerns that tariffs will add to inflation and reduce corporate profits. Economists warn that tariffs will increase the cost of imported goods. The New York Times reports that, quote, the sharp reaction suggests that the scale and scope of the tariffs had come as a surprise to investors, end quote. Rather than unraveling globalization, countries reeling from economic warfare are redirecting trade flows among themselves. Business Insight. As the new rates take effect, American tea lovers who paid $15 for a 250-gram pouch of tea shipped from Vietnam last week will now pay $21.90, which includes an additional $6.90 in duties. The same 250-gram pouch of tea from China will cost $24.25, including $9.23 in duties. Retailers and wholesalers may absorb the 10% tariffs imposed on most countries, but with duties ranging from 20 to 60%, they are more likely to pass the cost along to consumers, potentially slowing the economy and even triggering a recession. TBiz correspondent Rupak Goswami filed this report on Pakistan, one of the world's largest tea consumers that finds itself at a crossroads. Despite its deep-rooted tea culture, the country remains heavily reliant on imports, consuming approximately 360 million kilograms of tea in 2023, valued at $535 million. As economic pressures mount and foreign exchange reserves dwindle, a fundamental question has arose. Can Pakistan cultivate enough tea domestically to reduce its dependency on international suppliers? Pakistan has experimented with tea cultivation for decades, but efforts to scale up production have been limited. A study conducted by Noman Antik of the International Institute of Islamic Economics at the International Islamic University in Islamabad suggests that strong policy framework combined with research and development is necessary to jumpstart local tea production. Planting regions like Munsara and Hazara could meet Pakistan's growing tea demand, stabilize its economy, and reduce its global debt, ensuring long-term agriculture and economic stability. Quote, Hazara, Abbottabad, and Munsara show great potential for tea cultivation due to their favorable climate. Expanding domestic tea production can be achieved through government incentives, research in disease-resistant tea plants, farmer training, and private sector involvement, end quote, Atik told TBiz. Local production was 15,000 metric tons in 2022 and 23, primarily in Munsara and Hazara. The study notes that although climatic conditions are ideal for tea farming, the sector is hindered by small land holdings, poverty, and a lack of government incentives. To tap its full potential, experts suggest expanding tea cultivation across 150,000 acres in Munsara and Swat districts. Quote, achieving this would require a comprehensive policy framework that includes the distribution of quality nurseries, fertilizers, tea processing units, and improved irrigation systems. Moreover, educating farmers on modern water management techniques and efficient use of resources would be crucial for boosting productivity, end quote, according to the study. Noman emphasized that by focusing more on domestic production, Pakistan can reduce its international debt, stabilize its economy, and become self-sufficient in tea production. Quote, in addition to supporting the agricultural industry, this change will enhance the country's long-term economic stability, end quote, the study concludes. Wagh Bakri has for the fourth year ranked first in loyalty and trust among India's tea brands, according to market research firm Trust Research Advisory. TRA ranked the 133-year-old firm second among beverages in the food and beverage category and first among tea brands, topping Tata, Lipton, and Gernar Tea. TRA's Brand Trust Report is an annual study that evaluates India's most trusted brands based on comprehensive consumer research. This marks the fourth consecutive year the company ranked first in its category among more than 1,000 Indian brands. CEO Sanjay Singhal expressed gratitude for the honor, saying, quote, trust is at the heart of everything we do at Wagh Bakri. For over a century, we have been committed to delivering the finest quality tea, and this recognition reaffirms the faith that crores of customers place in us. End quote. Founded in 1892 in South Africa, the family-owned company is a year older than Lipton. Sri Narandas Desai relocated his brand in Gujarat in 1919, where it quickly spread through the populous north and central states of Punjab, Delhi, and Maharashtra. The tea was a favorite of Mahatma Gandhi, who befriended Desai in Africa. Desai's three sons expanded the business, which has operated as a bulk producer until 1980, when the company began packaging tea. The tea is now sold in 60 countries and 24 Indian states. Paras Desai, executive director, oversees 53 tea lounges with plans to, quote, serve quality tea in every corner of the world through retail and quick service restaurant formats. quote. The global market is growing at a rate of 10% per year, and authentic chai is in high demand, he says. Revenue was $268 million in 2024. The company employs 1,063 workers and produces 58 million kilos of tea annually. Business Insight. Even the most seasoned marketers believe that trust is a very stable factor in a brand's achievement. However, nothing could be further from reality, says TRA CEO N. Chundramouli. While trust is difficult to build, it is quite easy to lose depending on a brand's actions and communication, or lack thereof. This is evidenced by the brand performances in this year's study, with 324 brands improving their rank positions from the previous year, while 349 brands fell in rank, and 326 others either exiting from last year or entering new markets this year, he writes.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.